A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Lamed Ches, Baba Metzia 38a, pagination is 75. Starting from the Mishnah on the third line. Hamafkid Pedro Seitz Achaveiro. A person entrusted produce to his fellow. Afilu Heina Avudin Lo Yiga Bohen. Even if they are being lost, the mice are eating it, or it's rotting. Lo yiga bohen, he shouldn't touch it. He shouldn't try to do anything about it, because it belongs to this other person. We'll have to see what the concern, because the consideration here obviously is maybe because of hashavas aveda, to return a lost object to the person. Person doesn't realize that it's deteriorating. If I can sell it, let someone else use it now, and I'll be able to hold the money, which will last until the person comes back. In any case, the initial ruling is, lo yiga bohen, don't touch them, even though they are depleting. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, mochron b'fnei bezdin, you should sell it, mepnei shu kemeshiv aveda lebailim, because it's considered hashavas aveda. And taking that initiative is to the advantage of the owner of the produce. Says the Gemara. My time up. What is the reason for the Tanakama, the first opinion that says, don't touch it? Amar Rav Kana, Rav Kana says, one reason. Adam rotza bekav shalom mitisha kavin shel chaveiro, an expression that a person would like one portion of his own rather than nine portions of somebody else's. A person worked hard, and it's not all about money and value. He wants his own produce. We see that clearly when a person has a little vegetable patch, so he picks a few cucumbers and tomatoes. For all the work that he does, he could have had a whole bushel of produce in the supermarket, but that's not what he wanted. He savors what he produced. And therefore, even though it's depleting, it's not correct, according to the Tanakhama, to sell it and just get him value. It's not all about value in this world. Sometimes the amount of money involved is willing to be sacrificed for the sake of his own produce and a sense of gratification to use it. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Rav Nachman by Yitzchak says, a second reason. Chayshinon shema aso namafke truma umayser amokam acher. We're worried that the owner of the produce is designating Truma and Meiser on this produce from wherever he is. And he's making a statement that this produce should be the tithe going to the Kohen or the Levi on whatever produce he has elsewhere. If so, we have two concerns. One is that when he makes this item tithe, if it's no longer his, he's going to have a problem. He's going to be eating produce that's not tithed. The second issue is, let's say he did the tithe already so that whatever he has, where he has it, is okay. But that means that this produce is a tithe and can only be eaten by a Kohen or Levi, as the case may be. How can you just sell it on the open market? So we have two reasons that you should not be selling. One is Rav Kana, a bit of an emotional reason. He'd rather keep his own produce when he finally gets back here. Even if it's depleted somewhat, he's still going to be happy. So don't act against his wishes. And Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, an issue that he might be using this for the tithe. Let's drop down about eight lines. The first word on the line is acher, And then we begin, Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokis Bechtei Chesronon. The Machlokis of our Mishnah was only if it's depleting according to the normal rate that occurs. The mice eat a certain amount. Rotting occurs at a certain rate. Avayosu Mechtei Chesronon. But if it's happening faster than that, Divri Akom Mochurim Bevezdin, everybody agrees, even the Tanakama, that you would sell it in Bezdin. This is obviously a very welcome ruling, but a ruling that needs a lot of attention. The Tanakama said, you don't sell it even though it's depleting. We gave two significant reasons for that. Number one, a person would rather have his own than nine of his friend. That means very heavy depletion is still meant to be tolerated. The second reason that was given is it's going to have the possibility that the owner is relying on it or did rely on it for the tithe. How could you sell it? Then it won't be his and it'll be on the open market. And its tithe status might not be respected. The Gemara answers three lines later at the end of the line, Guzma ba'alma. That expression, he'd rather have one of his own than nine of his friends, is an exaggeration. It's an expression of exaggeration. And that the truth is, like Rabbi Yochanan, if it was depleting at such an aggressive rate, then indeed you would sell it, even according to the reason of Rav Kana. Rav Kana never said this reason to hold, even in such an aggressive rate of depletion. The second problem that we encountered was according to the second reason. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak raised an issue of maybe it's Terumah and Meiser. And indeed, Meisvei, we have a problem here. Lefikach Balabayis Oso Osan Terumah O Meiser Amakom Acher. The owner is allowed to make it as Terumah, being that we said don't sell it. But in this unusual case of Yosem Echtei Chesronon, that it's depleting at a very heavy rate, maybe indeed, according to Rabbi Yochanan's rule, the Shomer guardian is going to sell it, and then the owner is left without what he's counting on for his Truma and Meiser. And the Gemara answers, Yosem Echtei Chesronon Lo Shchiach. It's not common to meet the parameters of that Rabbi Yochanan described, that it's more than the normal rate of depletion and they should go and sell it. That's not common. And therefore, number one, it doesn't happen right away. And the owner would only be relying on it in the beginning, the first time period after the food was entrusted. And therefore, during that time, we're not going to meet Yosa Mechtei Chesronon more than the normal rate of depletion. That doesn't happen right away. And therefore, his making it Truma and Meiser is fine. Rabbi Yochanan's ruling will certainly not kick in that early. And if you're worried, when I finally do sell it, maybe it's Truma and Meiser that I'm selling, says the Gemara, that's a concern, and Lekoanim Bedrei Teruma Mizavninan Lehu, you would have to sell it only to Kohanim to be eaten at the status of Teruma, and that will be a discounted rate of sale, because only Kohanim can use it, and only when they're Tahar, but at least if it's depleting at such an aggressive rate, there is recourse for Hashavas Avedo, and that's what Rabbi Yochanan meant. After a period of time, if it's depleting at a very aggressive rate, you could sell it to Kohanim as Terumah status, and in that way you'll preserve whatever's available for the owner. Towards the bottom of the Amud, about 8 lines up, we find out that in this unusual case, that Rabbi Yechanan's rule does kick in and you have to sell it, Mochron la'acherim ve'ino mochron la'atzman. You would sell it to somebody else and you don't sell it to yourself. The Shomer guardian should not simply redeem it for his own cash and absorb the produce into his own, because we're worried about cheshad, that people might wonder about him that he didn't give the best rate for the person whom he's guarding the produce for. Kayotzebo, similarly, when a gabbai tzedakah has to redeem things, there are cases that it's not an obvious number of redemption, and he should be portin la'acherim, granting that exchange to somebody else, ve'in portim la'atzmon, and should not do the exchange on his own, because again, there's chshad that he might not be doing it in the most proper, equitable way for the benefit of the tzedakah. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.